Good evening, sweet world, and welcome to the Late Shift. What's up, everybody? I'm J.E. Skeets of No Dunks with the Athletic Network. We're not even waiting for Game 1 of the Western Conference Finals to end. There's still 4 minutes and change left in this game, but it's 104-76 currently, as of recording this, or going live right now on YouTube. Shout out to the stream team, everybody joining me live here on a Wednesday night. Just had a shot of sad Luka stewing as he sits on the bench. Yeah, it's a blowout. Hey, can we get a fucking close game here in one of these playoff games here soon? Sheesh. Dominant performance from the Warriors. I can't even put the score on this lower third on YouTube. I'll just put Warriors defeat Mavericks in game one of the Western Conference Finals. You know what? Let's get rid of that. That looks stupid. Yes, hello to the stream teamers joining me live. Zach wants to know, have you seen Survivor yet? Yes, I have. We will not be talking about it here. Let's save that for no buffs. Tomorrow afternoon, early afternoon tomorrow, I'll be talking Survivor with JD and Trey. But yeah, it was perfect. Survivor was on at 8. Watched it live, which I usually don't. And then right into this game, which was really entertaining for, 28 minutes? 30 minutes, if I'm being kind. Warriors just playing with incredible pace in this game. Right from the jump, loved like the switching of defenses that Kerr was throwing at Luka and the Mavs, you know, some just straight up zones, some box and one. Wiggins doing an incredible job. Wiggins Island, I mean, you can't even get a ticket to this place right now. You can't even get in to the Subway sandwich shop to order a 6-inch sub or a foot long sub with possibly some barbecue sauce on it. Because Andrew Wiggins, you know, playing, looking like an all-star starter tonight. So the Wiggins Island Tourism Board is just ecstatic with what's going on here. In this economy, it's incredible. Offensively chipping in. This game is still going on, like I said, but, you know, he's not going to see the floor again. What did Wiggins end with? Played 35 minutes, 19 points, 5 boards, 3 assists, had a steal and a block. Okay, he's a plus 28. I think he's going to end the game with the highest plus-minus differential there. But the defense that Wiggins was showing here on Luka, just incredible. There was a couple plays in the third quarter specifically that jump out to me. He had like this like sort of spin recovery to alter a Luka layup attempt. I don't think he got any of it, but Luka like had got the switch. Wiggins sort of pinned on the screen up top, but spins around it, like I said, and then like gets back to the rim. Luka was going to score over Poole. It looked like he was going to at least, and Wiggins alters that. And then not long after, Wiggins picks up Luka full court, forces him left. Really wanted him to go that way. He did. He took the lane, but still Wiggins, with enough strength, enough speed, and timing perfect, got sort of like the tip steal there. I think Luka, you know, he wasn't shooting. I think he was just trying to like kick it out to a shooter. And yeah, he got the tip. So great game here from Andrew Wiggins. Wiggins Island. You love to see it. And then just offensively, I mean, the one play, you know, he was just getting, you know, hitting some threes, getting his open shots. But then him backing down Dinwiddie, I think Stan Van on the broadcast was like, whoa, you don't see that a whole lot. He was like, too small. Just going to get to my spot in the lane there. So, great game from him. Great game from really every single Warrior. Is that fair to say? Who had a bad game? Definitely wasn't Looney, who finished 5 for 5 and had 3 offensive rebounds in the first 4 minutes of this game. Had some nice passes as well, which they were fawning over on the broadcast, and rightfully so. So, he was great. I saw a 4inBlueAndGold tweet, Looney being slow and not going for fakes actually helps him when he gets switched on to Luka. I think the slow part, actually, there's a lot of truth to that. He doesn't have those fast twitch fibers in him, does he? He is a lumbering big man with touch and obviously can do great work on the boards and in the right spots. But yeah, oddly, It oddly worked for one game when he was switched on to Luke on the perimeter. Didn't really get cooked and wasn't biting on some of the pump fakes there from him. Jordan Poole had an awesome game. He was looking extra shifty tonight. Poole finishing with 19 as well. Like Wiggins, 8 of 12 shooting. Only had 1 3, but some beautiful, like, just up and under, some jelly layups from Poole. There was 2 of 3 in this game, and he was a plus 15 off the bench. He played great. Otto Man, Otto Porter Jr., he's a plus 16 in this game. He had 10 points. He had a jumper going. He went glass once. He had 6 boards. He's been doing great rebounding all postseason long, so he played well. Of course, I'll get to Curry in a second. Draymond Green, I thought he was early in the game, you know, the defense elite, but he was looking for his shot a little bit. And that was something that I talked about in our predictions and previews for this game. Game finally wrapped, by the way, 112-87. If you're just joining me, hit that like button, subscribe to No Dunks on YouTube, and let us know if you like the late shifts here as we do these immediate reaction podcasts. So immediate, the game hadn't even ended, and we were talking about it. But yeah, Green, I thought, I love when he looks at the net, at least pretend you're going to shoot and maybe take a couple. And he did. He scored early in this game. I think he ended up hitting a 3, did he not? No, he missed the 1-3 that he took, but got to the line a couple of times. Oh yeah, I had the huge take on, was it Maxi Kleba that got him on the foul there? He just bodied through him, and then Draymond flexing. Mad flex there for a while. The flex with the feet up, too. Which then eventually lowered. It's going to make for a funny photo, I'm sure. I'm sure there's one on Twitter. So he had 10-9. And then I will say the one Warriors player who got like significant minutes in this, who I thought was having a garbage game, and he was Klay Thompson, who was brutal in the first half. He fell asleep on an inbounds pass, basically to start the game, or the first score, I think it was, for the Mavericks. Dorian Finney-Smith in the corner just, like, completely fell asleep. He was lost on defense. He was sloppy with the ball, some bad turnovers. He couldn't hold on to the ball. There was, like, a tip rebound from Draymond, I remember once, like, to Klay. He just bobbled it out of bounds. This is all in the first half. He could barely even throw a 3-on-1 fast break. If you remember this play where Klay has it, Curry's on the wing. I forget who the other Warriors player is on the other wing, but it doesn't matter. You pass the damn ball to Curry. And Klay does, but it wasn't a great pass. It was, like, off target. And Curry, like, still, he, like, hit it perfectly, sort of, like, had to lunge a little bit, and then it popped down, then he splashed the 3. So, ultimately, it's going to be a Klay assist, but it wasn't a good pass. He was just, like, in a funk. It looked like he was, like, in a haze. And I don't know what happened at halftime, if he played some chess or he took the boat out for a spin or FaceTimed Rocco. But then he came out and, what, started 5 for 5, I think, in the second half. And the box score at the end looks totally reasonable. I mean, only 15 points in a blowout, 7 to 13. Only hit 1-3, but 5 boards, 4 assists, 2 blocks. But yeah, I thought he was like the one Warriors player where there was a, you know, really the first half, but however many minutes he played the first half, he was like, didn't look great. He looked out of it. But he got going. I mean, 5 for 5 again in the second half to start it at least. Missed a couple as the game went on there in the second, but he was fine. And then Steph Curry. Okay. Steph Curry just wanted to remind everybody, there is a little thing called hierarchy here. Okay? You know, you put in a little more time, you have some more success, and it hasn't really been taken away from you, then you still sort of have the title. And you've seen the polls. We had one. Who's the best player left in the postseason? Curry, Luka, Tatum, Butler. I mean, come on. He's just reminding at least Luka in the Western Conference, it's me. Don't get ahead of yourself. And this isn't even an insane Curry game, which you know will be coming at some point. But 21 points, 12 rebounds, Steph Curry. Getting in there, 4 assists as well. Felt like every Warriors player had 4 assists. He had a steal and a block. Hit 3 threes, 7 to 16 overall. Just reminding everybody that, you know, I've been doing this for a long time. And I love when Curry, one of his like superpowers, it sometimes bites him in the ass, but one of his superpowers is when his team is going on the run, especially at home. There's a buzz in the building, and he like will just go for the jugular, and he'll do it like, he'll do it almost like as he's a Harlem Globetrotter. Like he'll like get, and that's what I mean, it'll bite him in the ass, because he'll get a little crazy with the passes he'll try or the shots that he'll take. But he doesn't, he knows that if like I hit this crazy assist or if I hit this insane three, like over two guys or this wild step back or whatever, that it's like that 3 points or that 2 points, whatever it is, that's going to feel like 10 because of the humiliation of how I'm going about it. And then he's going to, I mean, Jesus, and then he's going to do a little dance on you. What was that dance? I mean, I know he's done something similar before. He loves that little, like, I don't know, that little skip little thing he does there. He also loves to count out, you know, when he hits the threes. I like that, especially if he's fouled. Yeah, he has that mentality of like, holy crap, this, we're on our run and we can just take the soul right out of them. And I think he did that tonight. And, you know, they cruised to the victory here. It was never really a doubt, was it? After they go on their third quarter run, I guess similar sort of to what the Heat did to the Celtics in game one last night. You know, Brunson at times in the second quarter was keeping him in the game, trying to get into the lane. I thought Luka did have those, what, he had those like consecutive back-to-back threes. Like that was in the second quarter as well. But there was no real answer that I can remember in the third quarter from the Mavs. Like sort of let go of the rope. And that's how you lose 112-87. But it's just one game. And they've been down before in series. And we know they've appeared to be just a completely different team for the most part, be it on the road or at home. And, you know, season doesn't start. Or season definitely has started. It's been a long season. Series doesn't start until you lose that that home game. So they're fine. It hasn't started yet.
I'm Trey Wingo.
And I'm Kevin Frazier. We're teaming up on a new weekly sports podcast from Wondery, Alternate Routes.
As former SportsCenter anchors and current sports obsessives, we're consumed by all the what-if questions that make being a sports fan so excruciatingly fun.
If you're like us, then you also live and die on the fallout from every drop pass, busted draft pick, and game-changing play.
Or play call.
Intercepted at the goal line by Malcolm Butler.
Sorry, Marshawn, still too soon. Each week on Alternate Routes, we'll take a flashpoint in sports, break down what actually happened, then explore every alternate scenario and the ripple effects it would have caused.
Follow and listen to Alternate Routes on the Wondery app or wherever you get your podcasts. You can listen ad-free by joining Wondery Plus in the Wondery app or on Apple Podcasts.
I mean, the possibilities are limitless, Kevin.
What if Portland drafted Michael Jordan?
What if the NBA never vetoed the Chris Paul trade to the Lakers?
That's a butterfly effect for real.
Yeah, we'll keep this one probably pretty quick here, though, tonight. You guys can get your comments in. I know I told you guys that last night, and then I really didn't get to a whole lot of maybe your questions or comments. Sort of tough to multitask that much. You know me, I hate too much dead air. You don't want me just reading your comments as I am right now. Zoning out, see, I can't do them at the same time. Random notes from this, though. It is really funny to me when a graphic shows like Curry's playoff stats, percentages, I guess. And it says like playoff career low for this postseason, 36% from three and 82% at the line. I mean, I don't know, 98% of any other player that's ever played in the NBA for a couple of years, be it 1 year or whatever, is like going to gladly take those type of percentages. Those are lows. Those are bad. And he missed some more free throws. Why didn't he go at the line? Everybody was missing free throws in this game. Steph Curry, 4-7 from the line. Oh, maybe he isn't the best player left in the postseason. I'm kidding. Yeah, a lot of missed free throws out there. I wonder if Lee's going to have something to say about that on tomorrow's podcast. Crazy scratch on Luka's face. My wife Nora was like sort of half-ass watching, mainly on her phone, but the game was on, and she looks up at one point. Whoa, what happened to him? Does he have a cat? No, I don't think that was a cat. It was a Wiggins rake to the face, WWE style. Who used to do that? Who was the classic villain the heel that would do a rake to the face. Ric Flair, I feel like, was he more of a poke to the eyes? But no, it wasn't a cat, Nora. It was it was Wiggins. Whew. I mean, is he cat-like? He's definitely more of a cat than a dog, Andrew Wiggins. So I guess in a way, it was a cat. We nearly had a wedgie in this. We had one last night with Bam. One of the best wedgies of the season. One of the best wedgies we've had in years. Blocking Jaylen Brown's sort of layup dunk attempt there when he was blowing by Bam, and then he just pinned it. But Clay nearly stuck this one. I don't know if you guys caught that. I think he was at the top, too, and shot the three, which is really... It's quite difficult to stick a three there. But anyway, nearly stuck, and it fell out. Yeah, what else do I have here? Oh, how about sort of... Actually, it fits with the conversation of who's the best player left in the postseason. How about Reggie Miller just randomly wanting to recognize Jimmy Butler's postseason? Just really out of nowhere. Just jammed it in there. I don't know if he had it written down on a note. He had just watched game one last night. Fresh on his mind. But really, it was like... I mean, you can get to it. The conversation can naturally get there. I mean, hell, it turned into a blowout. You'll have time. But no, he just was deciding. I'm saying something about Jimmy Butler right now. Even though it's in the other conference and it was on the other network, I'm saying it right now. I don't know why that made me laugh so damn much. People are... Okay, now I'm going through the comments. I'm getting some answers here maybe to the old face scratch or eye gouge. Macho Man, yeah. Mick Foley with the claw. Yeah, that was a sock in the mouth. I'd say that's a little different. The Iron Sheik. Yeah, that feels right. Okay, people are saying, okay, Macho is seeming like the answer. The Wiggins like rake to the face. Flair more of a poke. Mankind more of a sock to the mouth. Iron Sheik. Yeah, I feel like he did it. You know, that's a classic, heel move. So that's really all I have on this game. We're going to keep this quick. Again, I want to thank everybody for joining me live here. Going live before the game even ended. Worked out perfectly. There was no crazy comeback. You know, I wouldn't do a My Buddy Grish and like jump on here with 5 minutes to go in the second quarter, you know, a 9-point Warriors lead, even though I'm sure he called it. I'll have to text him. When did you call this game? But I wouldn't be going live. I wouldn't be going overboard like that. But this is just a little appetizer, the little mini pod before, well, tomorrow. I can still say tomorrow because we got 30 minutes till it hits midnight. Tomorrow's No Dunks podcast live from the Classic Factory with the boys. And we got a really fun one because we'll do our deep dive on this game. What can the Mavs do to unlock the offense? Is it just simple as, hey, some of those guys that Luka was kicking the ball out to hit some threes? I mean, they were bad overall from distance. 11 for 48. And probably were taking way too many in this game. I mean, did they not have like 22 three-point attempts in what felt like 10 minutes of game time? Maybe less? I remember seeing the crowd, it was like 3 for 20. What? I mean, I know that's the game plan, kid, and I get it, but probably a little more balance of getting into the paint and, you know, even getting to the line if possible, and then kicking out, and then hitting them, of course. 23% is not going to cut it, probably against the Warriors, even though the Mavs ended up hitting one more three-pointer in this game, which is a funny little stat. So we'll do the deep dive and... I'm sure talk a lot more about Wiggins and Wiggins Island and all of the Subway franchises we're putting in there now and what we're doing down by the water. And yeah, there was that swamp land, but we're even developing that at this point just because the demand is high in the postseason and just keeps ramping up here as we get to the conference finals. We'll talk about that. We will also discuss the All-NBA rookie teams, which I've barely even looked at. I think I saw like a second of the graphic just like flow through my Twitter because I was all caught up in Survivor when I guess the all rookie teams were being announced. Let me know right now in the stream team before I say goodnight, who is the big snub? Was it Herb Jones not making first team? Is that what we're What are we upset about? I need to know that. I need to, you know, they say don't go to bed angry, but they really mean don't go to bed angry with your significant other. You should go to bed, especially when you're in the podcast game, go to bed angry about a take or about a snub and let it just brew while you count sheep. And then you'll wake up fired up, ready to spit straight venom and just drag the voters. So what am I upset about? Let me know. Davion Mitchell. I got to be upset about Davion Mitchell not making it. All right. Okay. I guess people are a little upset. Giddy on the second team. Yeah, okay. Look, I'm going to tell you right now. Could not give a shit if you're on the first or second team. Zero. So that's going to be tough. I need a straight up snub. And I guess the best I'm seeing is Mitchell and, well, I'll have to look at the teams and we'll weigh in tomorrow, but I'll go to bed angry about it. Don't you worry. You have my word. And finally on today's probably when you're listening to this podcast or maybe even watching the YouTube show later, Trey has a really fun segment in store. It was actually a suggestion from a No Dunks fan. We are Trey, and I guess we'll debate some of his picks, but we are going to retroactively hand out conference finals MVPs, right? Because now we got the Larry Bird and the Magic Johnson conference finals MVPs. So he, Trey, I think is going to go back 10 seasons. So 20 pieces of hardware and, hand them out. Could be fun. You know, it'll be a trip down memory lane, that's for sure. So, we'll be doing that on Thursday's No Dunks podcast from the Classic Factory. So join us then. And in the meantime, like the video here, subscribe to No Dunks on YouTube, tell your friends, leave your comments in the YouTube section. The YouTube section. I should probably go to bed. I was up late last night and then up early, and we're going to do it all over again. And we got a lot of shows tomorrow. We got No Buffs 2, our Survivor podcast, if you're a weird Survivor sicko. Yeah, I see we have some weird naked girls bot going. So that's probably our time to, I'll block it anyway. It's probably a good moment to say goodnight, as everybody has some hilarious comments in the stream team about the naked girls bots, who we haven't seen in a while. Or maybe it's JD sees him every morning and he's blocking away. I don't know. I'm doing the rest of the show. So, we'll see you guys soon. 10 a.m. Eastern, live here on YouTube. Flip it into a podcast. My garage band successfully recorded tonight's show. So JD will be happy about that. Though he made, pulled a miracle out of his ass last night flipping it into a podcast after everything crashed 30 seconds in. But my man JD, this guy's got backups on backups. I don't even know what he's doing in the background. It's incredible. So thanks, everybody. Elvis, thank you. Elvin, thank you. I just see people saying they're loving the late night shifts here, and that's what we love to hear. It makes it all feel worth it, these little immediate reactions. It's a lot of fun hanging out with you guys. Okay, I said this was going to be quick, and I think it's longer than last night's, so we'll call it there. Guys, enjoy your night or your day wherever you are in this world, and we'll see you at 10 a.m. Eastern live here on No Dunks. Till then, peace.